And we know there's some things even in our nation and our government that we're very uneasy about. But understand that God is greater than those things. He is in control. Amen. So our role, our responsibility, and frankly our privilege, is to be faithful because He is faithful. Amen? He is faithful. He has been faithful to His people, to His church, and to this planet, despite the way that we have treated Him so many ways as a nation at times and as a people group. But He is faithful. Today I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing. He is faithful here. So if you like to start on a psalm that'll get your blood going, this would be the one, all right? So God, we thank You, Father, that You are in this house today, God. You've come into the tent of meeting to meet with Your sons and daughters, part of the royal priesthood. God, we thank You for Your presence in the house today. We give You honor and glory and praise. We've come to worship You because You are faithful. You are glorious. You are Jesus. All of our hope is in You. Bless you today, God. Thank You in Jesus' name. And all God's people said.
Healing right now. He is. When you light the fire again, Lord. Anoint this place in this room, God. Jesus, it's not about this wonderful building that you gave us, but it's all about you, Jesus. Let your anointing fall in this room, God. Father, fill us beyond capacity, Jesus. Ignite a flame under us, no matter what we're walking through each and every day, Lord. We smell those new mercies every morning, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Amen. Let's give him some praise this morning. We are not done worshiping. Amen. Spirit, come, God. Fullness of eternal promise. Pour it out, Jesus. Let your love run over.
Tons of fire.
Life that you've given us. We thank you that you are love and you bring light to our darkness. Thank you that you are hope and that you can restore every broken heart, not just our neighbor, not just our best friend, not just our husband or our mother or father, but you can restore every heart that is broken, God. You don't forget about any, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. Thank you that we breathe your breath in our lungs, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You give life. Darkness, you give hope, you restore.
will cry, these bones will sing. Thank you. presence. Sending, and it says that God was standing over it. How many of you know that God is standing over us this morning? He's standing over it. He's watching and he's looking. And if you recall the encounter that Jacob had, he said, surely the presence of God was in this place and I did not know it. And he took the stone that he laid his head upon that night and he set it up as a memorial, as a pillar unto the Lord, and he anointed it with oil. To me, it just points to the fact that the presence of God is continually over us, that he has anointed us with oil. In the book of Revelation, it talks about that those who overcome, that I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God. See, we've been set up on the earth, and the continuous oil is flowing through the saints of God, flowing through those that are in relationship, flowing fully through those who are living a holy life and are choosing to live a holy life. The greatest times are coming upon the earth, and God is seeking those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Heart this morning, can you feel the draw on your spirit by the Spirit of God calling you in deeper? Can you feel it? It's okay if you can't feel it, because I can tell you he's pulling you in and he is requiring a choice. He's requiring us in this new season to make a choice, and we cannot operate by the things of the past. The complete old must be torn away. The complete old must be removed so that the new wine can come. Things that have worked in the spirit in the past season will not work in this season to come. Yes, there is a season of rest. The Shabbat was the seventh day that God rested. But it wasn't because God was tired. It was because all had been completed. It's like the seventh hand of God that we've heard about in this house, that David took six steps, but it was the seventh hand. It required the Holy Ghost to complete, to empower. It required the Holy Ghost to make us who we are. It required Jesus' death on the cross. God, I'm asking, Lord, that you impart to our hearts, God, a reckless abandon to you this morning. Just impart to us, God. Put a hunger in our spirits. And I pray that if anyone is in this house or listening, that hunger is not rising up. I challenge you to ask for it anyway, because your head knows the truth and your heart needs the encounter. Don't miss this opportunity. Your heart needs the encounter of the Holy Spirit to transform you, to empower you, to deliver you, to heal you, to free you. I can tell you, the season that's coming upon the earth is a great and glorious season. At the same time, on one side there's danger, but on the right there's glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is pouring out his glory on the earth at this time. He's pouring out his glory. And can I tell you, some of you have been through times of testing and trial. How many of you know that the new wine doesn't come unless it's pressed? Unless the grapes are pressed, the new wine doesn't come. Some of you need to hear, stop running from your pressing. Stop running from your crushing. You know, the word says that they'll be married, marrying and given in marriage. They'll be living their life. They'll be doing things that are apart from the things of God. This is a time to make the shift from the world into the Spirit.
And if you haven't made it, I challenge you to get on your knees and cry out to God that your purpose and destiny will be fulfilled. There is no time, folks. This is the time. This is the time to rise up as the saints of God. Stop running from your purpose. Stop running from your crushing. Allow the Lord to crush you so that He can raise you up and truly breathe life into your spirit. Because in Him we live, we move, we have our being. And the season we're coming into is required. It's required to hear the voice of God and do what He says. Wisdom establishes, but revelation uncovers. We need both. We need both. We need the voice of God. We need the infilling and the anointing of God. I just want to encourage those of you that are in that crushing season, those of you that are being pressed right now, don't give up. Because I tell you, He's a repairer of the breach. He is a repairer of the breach, and He will stand you up. He will solidify you. He will establish His power in you as you stay focused on Him and in His presence and fully trust Him and do not doubt the Word of God. Spirit desires to light the fire, and for those of you that are already burning, He desires to blow afresh on you to make that fire even brighter, even hotter. Lord, we invite Your presence to only increase, God. Only increase, God. Let us go deeper in the river. Deeper in the river. So we're totally abandoned to You, God. Hallelujah. We praise You this morning, God. We invite You into our hearts. Come in, God. Come in and establish Your righteousness, God. Establish Yourself in us. Make us fully aware of Your voice, of Your presence. Refreshing upon us this morning, God. The courage to continue, to keep going, to keep pressing in until we lay a hold of You fully. Come and establish Yourself in us, God. Establish Yourself in me. God, we cry out for the anointing. We cry out for Your presence, God, to an even greater measure. We cry out, God, for our loved ones, God, that do not know You. Those that have deliberately turned away from God. Lord, we break the offenses off of our family members. We break the offenses, God, that have kept them, the snare of hell that has kept them from Your presence, that has kept them from being fathered by You. God, we break the orphan spirit off of our families. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Just increase. increase your presence, God. Just come, Lord. Increase your presence, God. We cry out, God. We cry out for you. We cry out, God, for more of you. Anything, just surrender it. His love is flowing down. I just see it coming from the Spirit. He's just flowing down and he's flooding our hearts because there's stuff going on in our hearts. There's hurts, there's wounds, there's wrestlings, there's doubts. But God is coming right now to establish who he is right now. It doesn't matter if you feel it. How many of you know that you possess it by faith? You possess it by faith. I receive, even the things that I don't know I need, I receive right now. I confess my rebellion to you, whether it's known or unknown, I confess it to you, and I receive the freedom of the Holy Spirit in my life. Come and establish yourself in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are a merciful God. Lord, that you're so patient with us as we work through these things that we've held on to for so long.
Shia Kanta. Shia Kanta. Shia Kanta. Shia Kanta.
where we want to be. This is where we want to be, God. This is where we want to stay, God. We want to be in your presence. God, I pray, God, that you just sweep across this congregation, God, and begin to start touching people, healing them, God. I just declare the Lord God is our healer. Just raise your hands unto God. God, you are our healer. God, you're healing backs and necks and disease in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we declare it, God. We declare that the kingdom of heaven has come near. We declare the kingdom of heaven in this place, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to declare that the Lord is your healer. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him for touching the areas of your body that need healed. Just begin to praise him. Begin to declare that the Lord God is my healer. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, God, for touching me. Thank you for healing my broken heart. Worship God. Hallelujah.